This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk.
Alcohol Change UK are putting things in motion and doing research and putting campaigns together to try and drive that change so that hopefully people don't get to the stage that I got to, and also that they provide kind of support for people that do get to that stage and provide support for their families, because there's not a lot of support out there. I was lucky that I had private healthcare through my work to get that support. There's not a lot of support out there, and that's just another thing that Alcohol Change UK do, which is why I'm really passionate and want to raise as much as I can for them.
Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, I left Ben to his own devices on the podcast, and he had a chat with Ian and Neil. You've heard them on the pod before. They are community members. They are wonderful Zoom hosts. And it was all about the lads. And they were talking about something that is happening in June, which is an Ironman to raise money as Team OTI for Alcohol Change UK, who are a fantastic charity and organisation doing brilliant things, helping people with alcohol addiction and trying to reduce alcohol harm. Have a look at the website. You'll find out exactly what they do on there. There was one person missing from that episode, and it was R. Kelly. It was Scottish Kelly, who again has been part of OTI for ages. She works with us, she supports our members, she's just absolutely brilliant. Kelly couldn't join that podcast because she was basically elsewhere with zero Wi-Fi. Anyhow, that's a really long-winded way of saying this week's episode is with our very own Scottish Kelly, talking about the challenge ahead, why she's doing it, how running plays such a massive part in keeping her sober, helps with her mental health, and the reasons behind wanting to support Alcohol Change UK. Sorry that was such a long-winded intro. Let's get into this week's episode.
Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi, I'm Laura. I am a community member of OTI. I've been here since I was 34 days alcohol free. I'm now 8 months, and that is probably mostly down to OTI. The community, that support that you get through doing the Zooms, I do a few a week. I post in the forum and interact in the forum as well. I made some amazing friends. I wasn't what you would call an alcoholic, but I definitely felt like life was becoming unimaginable without alcohol. Every weekend was about going for drinks, having drinks with a meal, that sort of thing. And I just hated that control that alcohol was starting to have over me. So I started to question it, started listening to the podcast. Before I knew it, I joined the community. And I really didn't realise how much of a hold alcohol had until I stopped doing it. Being part of OTI helps me to navigate life without alcohol, and that's as simple as I can put it, really. I would urge anyone to join the community.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to this week's episode of Over the Influence. My name is Sharon Hartley, based in Lancashire in the northwest of England. This summer, well, the other side of this summer, in September, I'll be 7 years alcohol-free. Woo-hoo! I'm 51 now. I stopped drinking just before my 45th birthday. Used to drink far too much, far too often, and far too much of it, basically. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to take a break. Blah, 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 blah. Here I am now, enjoying alcohol-free life. And you know what? It's ace. It's really good. As Ben would say, it's not about what you're giving up. It's about everything that you gain.
Is that what I sound like?
He talks like this.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Hi, I'm Ben. I'm 36. I live in Liverpool. It sounds like Team America. You ever watch Team America? No. Anyway, it's not your thing. It's silly boy toilet humour.
Okay.
Sorry, is it my turn or have I just jumped
in? No,
I'm all over
it,
the
please.
Place. Hi, I'm Ben. I'm 36. I live in Liverpool. I've been alcohol free for nearly 5 years. It'll be 5 years in July 2025. I didn't mean to be here. Sorry, I'm all of a fluster. Can you tell?
Come on. Right. Let's just, before we get into this, what's wrong, dear Ben?
Okay.
Why are you flustered?
Right. I'm flustered
Sorry,
because.
What's wrong? Alan Partridge.
I know.
Why are you
pissed? Yeah, I've literally been back at work a day. I had Easter off, and it's Tuesday following bank holiday Easter Monday that we're recording this, and I'm back in work after a week. Well, 10 days off, if you include the bank holiday, and I'm already in a travel lodge. I'm away for work. I've told you this before, haven't I? When I spoke to a friend and they were like, oh, God, I've got to travel for work. I was like, oh, yeah, me too. Where are you off to? And they were like, oh, Barcelona. Where are you off to? I was like, well, Birmingham. Like, come on. I'm really sorry.
Travel tavern.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for you at all. I'm actually in, right now, I'm in Media City. Sharon, a place that you know very well.
Well, I do. It sounds quite exciting, but it's not really.
I mean, I'm looking out the window and I'm on the wrong side of the hotel, so I can't see Old Trafford. I can't see the BBC buildings. I can't see the ITV studios in Coronation Street. I can see a building site. it's not the most glamorous ever. But you know what? It's fine. I love this job and I will occasionally travel away for work, just not too often. Not too often.
And you know what? The fact you are on this podcast now recording,
wow,
just shows
we're consistent.
You are so you took the words right out of my mouth. You're so consistent.
We stupidly said years ago that we will release a podcast every Monday for the rest of time. And my God, hasn't that been a rod for our own back?
Yeah.
But we said it, and people remind us that we said it. And we don't just do one podcast a week, this free podcast that you're listening to right now. We also do the premium podcast. So we do two podcasts a week, every single week.
We do.
Which is why I'm coming to you from the Holiday Inn.
Unless, actually, I'll just quickly, very quickly take issue with that before we get to this week's guest. I found that in the past, because I'm in charge of, I don't want to say I'm in charge of the podcast, but I sort out.
Okay. I'm learning things. It's good to know.
Let's get into this.
Yes, boss.
In charge of the diary and the bookings.
You are. And I think, to be fair,
there's been one or two occasions when I've taken a little bit of annual leave and left you with a task for the premium podcast. And I think then maybe there's been a little gap in the schedule. Let's move on. We are delighted.
We love it. We love talking to the famous people, the celebrity authors. We've spoken to pop stars, rock stars, actors. We've had all sorts of people on this podcast, but we love it. We love it, love it, love it when we speak to one of our fabulous community members. Although today, Sharon, not just a community member. Oh no, part of the OTI SLT, the senior leadership team. / super leadership team. We haven't decided which one we like more. Yeah.
Super
leadership team. And go on, you always do the intros. You are in charge of the podcast, so I should probably.
Well, I think you would have said that. I just said the bookings, just the diary.
Oh, just the diary.
And there are gaps when I'm not in the picture. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we won't dwell on that. We'll get back to this week's episode. Thank you, Ben. And thank you to this week's guest. So, Ben was saying that we absolutely love it when OTI community members join us on the podcast. Today's guest is sat there thinking, oh, for goodness.
She's not happy. Yeah, she's not happy about it. But she's got to be to plug. So, look, you know, this is what you've got to do, Kelly.
She's going to say no.
You're on the media rounds now. Yeah.
Scottish Kelly, welcome back to Over the Influence. How the heck are you after that long, rambling and tedious intro?
Thank you. I'm good. And it's nice to be on. Lies, it's not nice to be on. No, thanks very much for asking me to come on. Obviously, I'm trying to get as many donations and support as I can for Alcohol Change UK, which is the charity that I'm raising funds for. So, yeah, thanks very much for having me.
You are more than welcome. And you know, we say this all the time and we genuinely mean this. Thank you. Thank you for being a huge part of OTI. Thank you for doing what you're doing. So if you're thinking, what on earth is Kelly talking about? What you'll need to do is go back. Maybe, was it a couple of months ago now, Ben, when you had Ian on the podcast?
Yeah.
And you had Neil on the podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you were mocking me in the intro. But yes, there was a week.
Who sorted that out for you? Just remind me.
It was about a month ago.
I lined it all up, yeah. But
yeah.
Anyway,
I spoke to Neil and Ian because Neil is doing the cycle.
Yep.
Ian is doing the swim.
Yep.
And you, Kelly, it was all your idea in the first place.
It was.
You're doing the run. Is it a marathon? How long is it again? Back to you. If anyone who didn't hear that episode, you tell us what you three nurses are doing to raise money for Alcohol Change UK.
So we are doing a Team Ironman. It's the Northumbrian Ironman. I had originally signed up to do it myself because I've raised money for charities previously when I was running a marathon. And then I did an ultra marathon and I thought, right, I need to, if I'm going to ask people to donate and it's for such a great cause, I really need to do something big, something huge. So I signed up to do an Ironman. And then life just got busy. I am absolutely terrible at swimming. I was going to have to get a swimming instructor. I look like a big daft Egypt on a bike with a helmet on. And it just makes me feel very self-conscious, as much as I've done some cycling.
Sorry, can we just translate that for our overseas listeners? You are a big daft
Egypt.
Egypt.
Is that right?
Please explain.
I don't look very attractive in a helmet.
Not a lot of people do, to be fair, do they? It's not a great look.
I just get really self-conscious and it's like, it was just too much pressure. And I thought, you know, I'm putting myself under a lot of pressure here, which is just absolutely bonkers. I can still raise money for a charity. And I know someone that's very good on a bike. And I know someone that told me he did a half Ironman swim before. And obviously the two of them are great guys. And I reached out to them and they said, yeah, no problem. So I'm really glad we're doing it as a team now, actually. It'll be much more fun. So, and then I get run, which is what I like to do.
So you can't swim very well, you don't like how you look in a helmet for the cycling part, but you still signed up to this Ironman. We'll talk about Ian and Neil jumping in for Ian. we'll talk about them shortly, but why did you want to do it, Kelly? Like, you know, obviously you went in big and then you went,
last year I did a marathon and a cycle in Belgium through the work, and it was for charity. So I did it was 180 mile cycle one day and a marathon the next day, and I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. But so I thought, well, I could just add a swim in. It's just a swim. And then when I started to swim, and it was just, I had bitten off more than I could chew. I mean, if I had really just concentrated just on that, I could have done it. But obviously, my sobriety comes first. And if I was doing all that, then that was going to, the things that keep me sober were going to fall by the wayside. So I need to kind of keep my mind in check as well. So I really had to kind of sit down and think, right, okay. And previously, I wouldn't have done that, actually. Before I stopped drinking, I would have been like, oh no, because people think this and people think that. But that's something I've learned through giving up alcohol and chatting to people in the community, that it's okay to kind of step back and say I need a bit of help.
And actually, it's probably worth mentioning at this point that I can't remember when you were last on the podcast. It was it last year? Yeah. It might, probably back at early last year. I can't quite remember the day. Anyway, search back, because you joined us on the podcast and you obviously went into, you know, your background, Kelly, and your history and the reasons you drank and where you're up to. And you've been on this whole sober journey, the whole alcohol-free adventure. Well, for ages and ages and ages. And like you said there, had you not been, and if you weren't sober, you wouldn't have even considered these ridiculous challenges, would you? You know, rewinding back many years ago.
God, no. I mean, someone asked me the other day if I had did the Scottish Half Marathon before, and I was like, oh, do you know what? I don't know. So I went and I dug my medals out, and this isn't at all look at me, but in the past 2.5 years, I've got 11 medals, and I've got one other medal on top of those 11, and it was 2015. And in 2015, I started to try and give up alcohol. And I was like, I want to do these events. And I kind of signed up to events and signed up to marathons and half marathons and done none of them. So it was only 2.5 years ago in 2022 that I did my first half marathon after I had eventually kicked the booze.
It's mad, isn't it? And actually, only just a couple of weeks ago, you did the Paris flipping marathon. Shaz, I'll be offline. Running an actual marathon, and you've done that as like a training run for this big event, haven't you, which is bonkers.
I did, yeah. So I'd reached out to Alcohol Change UK last year and I'd said to them, look, I want to do something big for Alcohol Change UK to raise funds. I'm really passionate about everything that yous do, big advocate for everything that yous do. Would yous fund the Ironman, so pay for my place for the Ironman and I'll raise a certain amount of funds? And they said, yeah, absolutely. So they did that. So they had all my details. They now know it's a Team Ironman. So, but they had all my details and contacted me at the end of January and said, look, we've got a place that's come up for the Paris Marathon. Do you fancy taking it? And I was like, oh, God, how can I
take really off? Say that?
So, yeah, so I took it. So I hadn't been training. My training hadn't been great. I kind of been struggling at the beginning of the year, actually, in my sobriety as well, just because I had been doing too much. Hadn't been training, keeping up with my exercise consistently, which keeps me in check. I hadn't been listening to podcasts. I hadn't been going on community Zooms. And my head was starting to wobble. So having that challenge at the beginning of the year for them to say to me, right, you need to start training now for this Paris Marathon. I hadn't done much training, but I thought, well, I'm just going to go anyway. I'll just use it as a training run. So I just flew over in the Saturday morning, did the marathon on Sunday, and then flew back on the Sunday night. So it was
chaos.
Wow.
Flying visit. But as I said, my mum keeps saying when I came back, I had like cuts on my back, like chaffing from my sweat. Excuse me, listeners. <It's> a great, that's a great image for you. Blisters on my feet, and obviously I was absolutely knackered. Back to work. Mm. Mom said, Kelly, why are you doing this? And I was like, well, one, I love running and it keeps me sober. And two, it's for an absolute great cause. And I really believe that. I really believe that. As I've spoke about on previously on the podcast, my drinking progressed to alcoholic drinking. And I don't believe it needs to get there. And I think Alcohol Change UK are putting things in motion and doing research and putting campaigns together to try and drive that change so that hopefully people don't get to the stage that I got to. And also that they provide kind of support for people that do get to that stage and provide support for their families, because there's not a lot of support out there. I was lucky that I had private healthcare through my work to get that support. There's not a lot of support out there, and that's just another thing that Alcohol Change UK do, which is why I'm really passionate and want to raise as much as I can for them.
Kelly, we will come back to Alcohol Change UK. We will give the challenge another big plug. You're doing a raffle as well, aren't you? Can we plug that at some point?
Yeah, I've got
that. We'll come back to that, because there's a few things there that I want to pick up on that kind of tie together. You mentioned a couple of times about how you realised and you had that kind of the headspace to be able to take yourself away from the situation that you got yourself into, which was doing the run, the swim and the cycle. And you look back and you went, right, hang on a sec. The most important thing here is my sobriety. And therefore, because I think it's a really important message. You know, isn't it great that we get all this energy and enthusiasm when we remove alcohol and we build that foundation and all these glorious things happen? And we say it all the time. Some people are running marathons. Some people are, you know, walking around the park. Some people are, you know, reading again. Some people are, it doesn't need to be big, epic physical challenge, does it?
No.
But I think there is definitely that kind of, you know, you do want to do stuff and you're able to do stuff. And it's exciting that you've got the time to be able to put in for the training and you're not in the pub and all that kind of. But what are the things you said that you went, actually, you know what, this is one step too far for me. What are the things then that keep you sober? You've mentioned the community Zooms and the podcasts, but what is it that keeps you, if that's the most important, you wouldn't be doing any of this stuff at all if you weren't doing that. So what is it that keeps you sober?
Being connected with people that are on, that are alcohol free as well, and that are kind of going through. I think we're being in the community. When you're talking on Zooms, you're talking to people that kind of understand you. Not everyone. I mean, I'm kind of lucky that my family do understand it. But it's not the case for everyone else, and I wouldn't talk to my family about certain things. But I do think the voice starts to come back in as, like, for instance, I was like feeling really anxious and really kind of just not myself, feeling a bit flat, anxious, nervous, and the kind of old thoughts of a drink will take this away, a drink will help with this. Now, it's been a long time since I've had those thoughts. Like, I quashed I quashed that idea that alcohol is a good coping mechanism a long time ago. That's what I did use it for, before things got really bad, and I kind of hit rock bottom. And those thoughts started to come back in again. And I really believe it's because I wasn't listening to the podcasts. I wasn't listening to the community. So I wasn't joining community Zooms. So you've not got that drip feed going into your head of all the things that not only kind of keep us all sober, that you're, it just keeps your head in check, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it totally does.
Yeah, I think because I spoke about it on Zoom, and actually, I'm taking credit for this. It was actually Susan who said to me, she says, Kelly, just listen to you talking there. She says, you're speaking as if alcohol is a coping mechanism or a problem solver again, and it's been a long time since you've thought that way. And I was like, God, that's so true. So it's little things like that that you get from the Zooms.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I've got the community and I've got the podcasts to listen to, and I've got the community to lean on, and I'm still sober today. But I think if you're not having that connection and you're not listening to sobriety content, then you're at danger of those old thinking patterns coming in. We actually seen it. I was on Zoom the other night, and obviously I'm not going to say any names, but we were talking about it. And someone who's over a year had said they started thinking, look, I could just have a couple over Easter. So as much as it's different thought processes, but her drinking wasn't as bad as mine's. So the thoughts that were coming into her head was, I could just have a couple. A couple will be fine and it'll be okay, and then I can just stop again after Easter. My thoughts were, oh, this will help me deal with what I'm feeling just now. So regardless of where you were in your drinking, I think, and she hadn't been on Zooms either. So regardless of where you were on your drinking, I think if you've not got that conversation and connection, then old thinking patterns start to come in because alcohol is everywhere.
Yeah, it's so interesting because it's for me, it's different in the sense of, you know, I chose to remove alcohol at a point where I didn't have a dependency on alcohol. I wouldn't describe my drinking as alcoholic drinking. I can totally see that it could have gone that way, you know, because of how I was using alcohol. You know, it wasn't in that kind of fun in my 20s, enhancing the experience. It was stress relieving, exactly what you've just been talking about.
Yeah.
Before I took this break, you know, week off for just running up to Easter, I'd got myself like really, I'm just really busy, you know, yes, with the job, but also OTI. OTI is busy. You know, Sharon, we're always, and it's, I love it every time that my phone pings and it says Sharon Hartley. But, you know, it's busy, isn't it? And for me, I'd stopped doing the things that I need to do to keep my head clear. And it is, for me, it's getting out first thing, not opening Instagram. It's when Jem gets up. When her alarm goes off at 6, I get up at 6 with Jem and I get out the front door and I go for a walk around the block. It's not major, but I go for a walk around the block. And I need to do that every day. I need to, you know, and it's things like that. And we've not talked about this loads before. We've talked about your toolkit, and but actually there's some kind of, everyone has their different must-dos, I think, when it comes to sobriety. I must do this in order to feel my best. And if I don't do these simple things, whether it's join a Zoom call or go out for your morning walk or whatever it might be, then it starts to just chip away, doesn't it? And you go, but I'm taking on all these. I haven't got time to do this. I haven't got time to do that nighttime walk. I haven't got time to go for a swim. I haven't got time to make time. Make time for these things because it supports the foundation of everything else, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that has been a big conversation on a lot of the Zooms because obviously I've been going on more recently. I mean, it's been a big conversation, mostly with people that are kind of further into their sobriety journey as well, like over a year and stuff, because they think, well, I'm fine, I don't need to be doing the things that kept me sober in the first place. And like you've been, going a walk is your thing, but for a long time, a lot of people in the community, getting on a Zoom was their thing that kept them sober. And running for me as well, and having goals. I realised that because I had decided at the end of last year, I was like, look, I've done ultras and I've done marathons and you've ticked them off, Kelly. You don't need to do them anymore. But I've realised that I need to have goals in place. I just need to make sure I don't get too busy, but I need to have goals in place. Yeah.
And that can be the flip side, can't it? And that's something I've experienced recently is long-term sobriety now, however you want to describe it, like 6.5 years in, I think you go through these spells, but I think particularly maybe more in the, not the early days, I'm not talking about the early days. The early days, if you just don't drink that day, that's enough. That is great. That is a win. But maybe as you get more time under your belt and we start to talk weeks and months and then you're approaching a year and then beyond, it's like busy, busy, busy. I must be doing this. I must be doing that. I must be filling, you know, me time doing all this. And you can run the risk of actually doing too much.
Well, Jane James. Remember Jane James, the episode of The CEO? Years ago, where she was like, well, actually, I'm not drinking anymore and I run my own business and I can put everything into that business. I can work more.
Yeah, you know.
But what happened to her? I refer to Jane's episode all the time because
it's a really good episode.
Yeah, it massively struck a chord with me. And it was, you know, she burnt herself out because when she was alcohol free, like she didn't return. I'm pretty sure she didn't return to drinking straight away, did she? I can't. You know what? I need to go back and listen to that episode myself.
This was all when she was. I'm sure it was all when she stopped drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But
sorry, I interrupted you there.
Memory like a sieve. No, it's okay. I'm just saying. I think we put an awful amount of pressure on ourselves to fill all the gaps, and I think it is vitally important to do that in the early days. And it doesn't have to be running marathons, Kelly, does it? It doesn't need to be going up flipping mountains. It can be, like Ben says, putting your trainers on and doing a lap of the block. It can be opening a book. It can be just sitting outside for half an hour. I don't know, taking in the... I love birds. The bird song in the moment. Oh, in the mornings. It's just the best. It is so beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. I'm digressing now with the birds. What was I saying? Yeah, and I think we do... Oyster catchers, they're just gorgeous.
I knew you were going to say that next.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. And that's what I used to do in the early mornings. I would go to the coast, I would go for a walk, and I started a bit of running. As you know, Kelly did the London Marathon. In fact, Kelly Cooney, today my Facebook threw up, not physically threw up a Facebook memory, and it was me coming to support you at the London Marathon. Yeah. There's such a theme with you and all these ridiculous runs, but I was so tired. Clapping like I was so tired, trolling around London with your mum and your kids, and there's you like running 26 miles. Oh, we're tired. Sit down and a brew. It's tiring, this supporting life. Yeah, do you remember that, Kelly?
It feels like a lifetime ago. It does feel like a lifetime ago. Remember it.
I wasn't making any point then. I just went on a massive long ramble. I think my point was to say, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant when people do find something they love, and in your case it's running, and it is so, so good for the mental health. But know yourself,
that's it, isn't it, Kelly? Yes, I love this and I love doing it, but actually this is a step too far, so pull back, and that's fine.
That's it.
Yeah. In case of what I'm trying to prove, I don't need to prove anything to anyone here.
No.
And I'm just pushing myself too far, and I want to enjoy it as well, as much as obviously it's important to raise for the charity. I want to enjoy it as well.
Yeah,
you're doing a lot of training, so
As I've said many times before, I haven't got my quote board here because I'm not recording. I'm in the travel lodge. Yeah, but I can still recite it. I know it's exactly. It's there. It's top right. It's Professor Green, and it's you know you're good to anyone if you know you're good to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if you push yourself too far, you know you're good to anyone. If you're no good to yourself. Shaz, I can recite my whole quotes board to you if you like, because it's just burnt into my memory.
You're so tragic.
Every quote.
You were talking about goals as well, Shaz, and it doesn't need to be like big, massive goals. So the diet and fitness WhatsApp group that we've got, so Ian, who's just a top bloke, obviously he does the diet and exercise Zooms, which are great. We've got a great guest on tonight, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. But in that, there's people that are doing like 5 minutes stretching a day. And they're getting like absolute support. And if you say to one of your friends outside this community, I've set myself a goal and I'm going to do 5 minutes stretching every day, they would be like, 5 minutes? Whereas we're all behind each other because it's a goal. Do you know, it's like we all just really support each other.
And actually the important bit of that, I imagine, is doing it every day.
It's building the habit of it, which is great. I kind of copied it and I've started doing it in the morning as well. So yeah, just... doing the things that keep me sober are just running, joining Zooms, listening to podcasts.
So I was laughing
Ben,
then.
Because
I'm going to do it. Because if you can see here, look, you guys will be able to see this. It's a big floor-to-ceiling window I've got in this Holiday Inn up on the 11th floor. I could do my stretching here in the morning.
Oh, look at that. What? Open just up the curtains.
Oh, hang on a sec. Hang on. That's what you said.
I won't do that. I won't jeopardise my career by naked stretching in media city.
Don't do that.
No, you
appear on one of those local Facebook groups, man seen nudie stretching on 11th floor of Travel Tavern.
Yes, and I'm doing it for positive mental health. Thank you very much. How dare you question my naked... Sorry, you said 5 minutes of stretching. Not, we've added in the naked stretching.
Yeah, you don't need to do it.
Actually, I said underpants.
The window.
Yeah. Let's move this bit on, shall we? Let's move this bit
Should
on.
Move on?
Yeah,
Should
yeah,
we move on?
Yeah.
What I want to come back to is a theme that has been running throughout this podcast, and it's obviously at the heart of what we do, and it's community, and it's strength in numbers, and it is people lifting you when you're... you know, maybe wobbling or feeling a bit off or whatever. And it's also people, I think, as well, who are further down the road in this whole alcohol-free lark, saying, you know what, yeah, it's still really good. It's still a fantastic choice to make. Don't be scared of sticking with it. Don't be worrying what your friends are going to say over the Easter bank holiday weekend. You do you, hon, as they say, and stick with it and stick with it. And it is about being positive, and it is about reminding people that they're making a brilliant choice. And so I imagine what you're doing, Kelly, with this whole crazy Iron Man thing that you were going to tackle on your own. All of a sudden, you've got this team of actual athletes doing it. So you and Ian and Neil as well. But then around the edges, you've got your friends and your family, you've got the whole OTI community, you've got your nearest and dearest, and all of a sudden it becomes far less of an isolating challenge and part of a bigger picture.
Yeah, which is great. I'm so glad that it's worked out this way, because it will be great doing it with the two guys.
Well, I bet you're really relieved because you don't have to do the swim and you don't have to do the cycle. You're like that, yay me.
I mean, if you think it looked bad enough in a helmet, a wetsuit, Jesus Christ. No one needs to see that.
What's first then? I can't remember what Ian and Neil said. What's
so
the
Ian
order?
Does the swim and then he tags Neil. Neil goes off and does the cycle and then I do the marathon.
Yeah, so you get all the glory at the end.
That's
what you're saying.
She's not daft,
is she? At least if we don't get a good time, I can say it was because they took too long getting to
it. Yes, yeah. I can tell many reasons why you've done this, Kelly. So let's talk then about the raffle, because you've been emailing people in the alcohol-free world far and wide, haven't you? And you've pulled together a pretty good bundle.
Actually, one of the prizes is—it's spectacular, isn't
right.
it, Kelly?
Hang on
very,
a second.
It's very good.
I don't know this, but is it a Sharon Hartley book?
It's not. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Right, hang on.
Is it a meet and greet with author of The Life Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol?
I know, but that's a good idea.
I'm not doing that.
Nobody wants that nonsense. You're having a laugh.
Look, it's a raffle, not an auction, so you haven't got the embarrassment of someone only... I'll put £2.50 in to meet and greet with Sharon Hartley.
I won't be worth 50p. I'm not doing that. Right, there's your book. Yeah. There's your book in my hands. It's a new copy. It's not thumbed. And I'm going to put a little message in the front of it and I'm going to put it in the post to you. Kelly... Perfect. I am sorry, I completely and utterly forgot.
That's okay. I've actually been doing the raffles now because I've just not had a chance, but I put one raffle out and it's not been selling great. But I was reminded as well that it was Easter holidays.
Really promoted
it much, but people have got a lot more things to spend their money on over the Easter holidays and they're busy. So I'll start pushing it, but it's a really, really, I mean, the set they sent me was just more than I thought they would say. I was expecting a bottle.
Is it Centia?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, go on, tell us what's in there then, because I'm going to enter the raffle, Kelly.
What's in there is...
Yeah.
Actually, I hope you win my book.
No, I've already got... I've still got copies left.
So the set is an actual...
Don't need your book.
Which is so nice. In fact...
I have actually posted those other ones now, by the way. Shouts to our premium podcast winners.
I'm,
yeah, yeah.
I'm very pleased.
I mean, they only went last week and they won them about 3 months ago. But I did say in the terms and conditions... When we launched this.
You said this year, actually. You said in 2025.
Yeah, I did. Sorry, Kelly, you're back.
Yeah, so the scent is, it's a little hamper, and it's got the GABA Gold in it, the GABA Black, and the GABA Red, with little cans of Fever Tree, Tonic, Elderflower.
Nice.
Garnishes, and a little bottle opener as well.
Fantastic. Great.
So it tells you, there's a little card inside it, and it tells you all about what Centia is.
Yeah, yeah, like one's a bit of a mood enhancer, one's a relaxer, yeah, one's a livener, isn't it? Little things like that. Of course, all alcohol-free. Yeah.
Professor David Nutt's again, drink, isn't it? Has sent
yeah,
to you.
Go back.
Go back and have a listen.
Another pod twice, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah, he
yeah,
has.
So, yeah, so that's that. I thought that, that was really, really kind of them doing that. I was expecting maybe just a bottle or something.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I've also got an unlimited beer voucher. So unlimited okay, beer, they sent me a voucher to raffle off as well.
Oh, good. Sorry, unlimited as in the alcohol-free
beer
brand.
Not unlimited,
unlimited
beer, that unlimited, very on brand.
Not on brand.
At all.
Not on
at
brand
all,
there, Kelly.
No, UNLTD.
Yes.
Alcohol-free brand, they are
yes,
called
Johnny.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
Johnny, he's
Johnny,
been on
he's
the podcast.
A great guy. He has, yeah, yeah.
To confirm.
Really yeah. He sent me a gift voucher to raffle off as well, so that was really good.
Lovely,
good.
That up.
Okay. So there's a few things in there. When's the cutoff for this? When are we actually drawing the raffle?
Just whenever I sell the numbers.
Okay, but I think we can get a few more things in there. Like this, we know that there's some really good people who listen to this podcast, like in terms of authors and stuff. So maybe we could throw a few more alcohol free books in. I'm just saying. If you're out there, you can get in touch with Kelly. techsupport@overtheinfluence.co.uk. Oh yeah, yeah. The sexiest email address in all the land.
Technical. Don't give
a. Oh, sorry. Technical support.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Have we what also got
Kelly
Cooney?
Okay, we've got Kelly Cooney. Okay, I'm really glad that it's not just technical support at overtheinfluence.co.uk. So you can email Kelly.Cooney@overtheinfluence.co.uk if you'd like to add to the raffle.
And that's EY at the end. EYCOONEY. Yeah, we need to get you some more prizes in for this, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'm just trying to think, what have I got? And I haven't really got much stuff. But we've got Over the Influence. We could throw in a 3-month membership or something. Look, we'll talk after. Look,
I think we could do better than that. Let's offer a 12-month membership.
Well, you know what?
Over the Influence.
That's what I wanted to do, but as you made very clear at the start of this podcast, you're the boss. So I didn't want to say it without getting your approval.
I thought you looked a little bit nervous.
See, Kelly, it's been so worth it coming on. I know you really don't want to be here because speaking publicly isn't your thing, but we bumped up the raffle prizes already. We're not even at the end of the episode yet.
Yeah, it's worth it for that.
And how do we enter? How do I enter? So you want people to email you to donate prizes, but how do I enter as a punter?
So if you're a community member, it's on the forum. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not a community member, then it's my Facebook page.
Okay.
Fabulous. Right. Good stuff. Excellent. Or if people want to get in touch with myself and Ben, we can pass it on to Kelly, OTIHQ@overtheinfluence.co.uk. We'll do it that way.
Yeah.
And we'll just put you in touch with Kelly over the... Oh, my God. Oh, flipping email. They're all so boring, our email addresses.
Technical OTI support. OTIHQ.
We've not... The HQ is a bloody boiler room. I mean, HQ...
No, I think OTIHQ@overtheinfluence.co.uk is a cool email address.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes us sound cool. OTIHQ is like the OTI SLT, the Super Leadership Team.
I do like... But it makes us sound like, I don't know, we've got premises like Facebook or something
we
like that.
We don't.
Apple HQ.
We really don't.
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
Let's say not yet, Sharon. How about that? Let's say not yet.
We've been at this 5 years.
Yeah. I've got a serious question for Kelly, having spent the last 10 minutes being rather unserious. Sorry, Kelly. I think it's because I'm in a different environment. I just feel a bit...
Yay.
Yeah, just a bit cheeky.
A bit weird.
Yeah,
a bit odd.
Yeah.
Bit.
Why does Alcohol Change as a charity? Like you said that you really, like you wanted to do it for them specifically because what they do really spoke to you. What is it about Alcohol Change UK then as a charity that you really like?
So there's many reasons, but I think the main one is education. Just about educating people around the dangers and the harm that alcohol can cause, and also promoting that it can be a choice, that it doesn't need to be like you just drink because that's what society tells you to do. So they do a lot of kind of campaigns around that, and also because they provide help and support for people not only that are struggling with alcohol problems but also their families as well. And when I say alcohol problems as well, there was a report actually on their website, and there's loads of reports on there, loads of education, loads of links to help and support and their campaigns and everything. It's a really good website, but there was a report on there and it said that 3/4 of the UK drink alcohol, and the majority of that 3/4 he called the messy middle, which is just people that are kind of tired, lethargic, not hitting their goals, kind of days off work. So not like alcoholic drinking, whatever kind of whatever bracket you put that under, but just people that are that could be living a better life without alcohol.
Yeah, that was me. I was in the messy middle.
Yeah. And there's so many people like that. And I think you stopped and made sure that you didn't go any further than the messy middle. Now, you may not have, probably not, don't know. But I think the fact that they're educating people to say it's okay to not drink, it's okay to talk about the harm that alcohol causes. And I still find it a little bit like, I'm talking about this now and I'll be nervous about the podcast getting out because I've spoke about how I had to join Zooms because I was having a bit of a wobble, because there's people out there that will be like, oh, she must have a real problem, then she has to join a Zoom and talk about
it. Who cares what anybody thinks?
And that's why I do. You know what, I post honestly on social media as well, and as much as sometimes I'm like, oh God, they're going to think this, they're going to think that. I think it's so important that we talk about the fact that it's not easy to give up alcohol.
It's the hardest thing in the world. Yeah. And even if you just class yourself, and I'm not all for classing anything really, but if you would describe yourself as a social drinker or a binge drinker, and then at the other end of the scale, as you've talked about, alcoholic drinking, wherever you are on that scale, and whenever you try to stop, if you've been drinking for, you know, a good chunk of time, it is quite possibly going to be the hardest thing you will ever do. It's really, really difficult for a million different reasons. You don't necessarily have to be physically dependent, but it's all the social stuff that goes with it. And, oh, my God, that's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
We think you're brilliant. Like, we think you're brilliant. And that's why we wanted to get you on the podcast to shout very loudly about what you're doing with Brilliant Ian and Brilliant Neil as well, the OTI team that are doing this crazy Ironman for Alcohol Change UK. You've got our full back in. Myself and Ben will be very tired, clapping loudly from our settees on that day, going,
yeah,
come on, Kelly, woo, run faster. Come on, Neil, make those legs pedal, swim harder, Ian, all that. You've got our full support. So if you are listening to this now and you want to donate a raffle prize to the team, get in touch with OTI HQ at overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Right, that's easier. Yeah, that's easier.
That's really easy to do that. And if you want to support Kelly and the team with any donations for fundraising, again, get in touch with us.
Is there a Just Giving for that, Kelly?
It is. So the Just Giving is justgiving.com/page/teamOTI.
Love that. Justgiving.com/page/teamOTI. You can do that right now, dear listener. Even if, you know, a fiver, whatever you can, just please do. justgiving.com/page/teamOTI.
Love it. Kelly, thank you. Thank you for everything you do with OTI. Thank you for being, just thank you for saying yes to join us on the podcast. We're very grateful. And we wish you and Ian and Neil, the OTI team, all the luck in the world for the big Ironman, which is taking place very, very soon. Thank you for joining us on Over the Influence.
Your support and thanks for everything that you two have done to help keep me sober.